The trees were moving, though there was no wind. He did not know how long he had been walking or how he had gotten to this place. But he was here, alone, and he was afraid. It was night, a night longer and darker than any he had ever known. Moonlight painted the landscape in shades of black and gray, but the moon was obscenely swollen, the color of rotting flesh. He looked up at it once, and for one awful moment, it seemed to pulse. He knew he must not look again. Whatever he did, he must not look again. He walked. On and on he walked. The gray thin grass seemed to clutch at his bare feet with every step, to slide greasy tendrils between his toes. And the trees moved. Windless, they moved. Long, cruel branches, barren of any leaves, writhed and twisted as he passed, and whispered secrets he did not want to know. If he stopped for only a moment, he would hear them clearly. He would understand, and then surely he would go mad. He walked. Beneath that sickly sweet moonlight, things that did not bear thinking of woke and stirred. Vast leathery wings beat against the air, filling the night with the smell of corruption. Gaunt spider shapes, leprous and rotten, slipped between the trees just out of sight, their legs rustling softly as they moved, never seen but never far behind him. Once a long, low moan shuddered across the landscape, growing louder and louder until even the trees grew still and silent and afraid. And then, when the feeling of dread was so thick he thought he might choke on it, he saw the subway kiosk up ahead. It stood in the middle of the forest, bathed in that awful moonlight. But he knew it belonged somehow. He began to run. He seemed to be moving very slowly, as if each stride took an eon. Slowly, the mouth of the kiosk grew, the steps descending into the dark, the worn railing, the familiar signs. They called him home. Finally, he reached the top of the stairs, just when he felt he could run no further. There were sounds behind him, but he dared not look around. He started down the steps, holding the handrail, faint with relief. It seemed as though he descended a long way. Trains rumbled through dark gulfs far, far below him. Still, he descended. Now he could taste the fear again. The steps twisted around on themselves, spiraling down and down. Then, well beneath him, he glimpsed another passenger. Descending, he moved faster, bare feet slapping against the cold stone, down and around, and saw him again, a big man in a heavy black coat. He tried to call out to him, but here, in this place, his voice was gone. He ran even faster. He ran until his feet began to bleed. The steps had grown very narrow. They opened suddenly, and he stepped out onto a long, narrow platform suspended over a vast blackness, a darkness that swallowed all light.